We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we can help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 2nd of April, 2011. And it's good to have you joining us here once again as spring is in the process of springing anyway. Things have actually been turned off a little bit cold again lately, but, well, you know, we have the last grasp of winter trying to hang on here in southern Michigan before it gives way to a wonderful spring, and hopefully we'll be able to, everyone will be able to go out and plant their garden, chop up the ground, get the seeds in the ground, don't let the frost kill it off, but everyone needs to be thinking about this. Have a garden if you're able to, if you have land to do that, and spend the time and so that you can at the end of the season and get all this done. So you have a supply built up, because it's very important. Can't trust anything. Can't take anything for granted anymore. Let's go back to the phones. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, folks, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's go to New York, and we'll talk to Michael. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Thanks for taking my call. And it's a shame a lot of Americans are not familiar with this particular issue and this court case. And all your callers are, of course, very astute. Mm-hmm. Technically, the American silver dollar is about 378 grains of silver, and then with the weight with the copper, bringing it up to around 420 grains total. And today they're more pure than they used to be when they were just 0.9% silver, with 0.1% copper as a filler, just to harden up the silver. And, you know, what's really outrageous, and I don't know if the attorneys are going to be able to present it to the court in a proper way, and we don't know if there's going to be a jury, and most likely today, since this country's very communist, fascist type, there probably won't be a jury. But the argument has to be, who is the counterfeiter? The Federal Reserve note does not say a U.S. dollar. It says a dollar, and that, of course, doesn't really mean anything, but it can't say a U.S. dollar on it by law, because it clearly is not, since the Constitution, which is the law of the land, specifies it to be so many grains of silver, and since a Federal Reserve note is just toilet paper, it cannot state that, and it doesn't state that. And that's how I educate a lot of people. When you try to quickly bring them up to speed with what's going on with our country going down the toilet bowl, and it's all behind this phony paper money, and I show them how it doesn't say U.S. dollar. It says a dollar, and it says United States of America, but it doesn't say a U.S. dollar, because it can't. So they're very clever and coy.
Yeah.
And, of course, at the top of that note, it says a Federal Reserve note.
Yep.
And so, who are the real counterfeiters?
Well, we know who they are, don't we? Hey, hold it right there. You got anything else, John? Or Mark? Or Michael?
Yes, if I can make a couple more.
Health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the...
This is Covered America. I'm Darren Weeks. Going into the break, I couldn't remember your name, Michael. So I just started calling out random names, Frank, Harry, Fred. maybe every time I address you now, I'll call you a different name.
That's fine. I'll just try to catch on to that.
So anyway, go right ahead there, Harry.
Thank you, Darren. And so obviously, who are the real counterfeiters here? Federal court? Obviously, it's not this guy printing up silver coins, backing it by some paper. It's this so-called Federal Reserve. They're counterfeiting the true U.S. currency, and they're getting away with it. And they just happen to be, Rockefeller, Schwarzschild, these are the principal stockholders of a private cartel known as the Federal Reserve. You got the Schwarzschilds and the Rockefellers and Goldman, Kuhn, Loeb, Schiff, Lehman, and Morgan's in there, too. But they're all Jews, all Jewish names. So I'm not saying all Jews are evil or anything like that. So don't even try it. All I'm saying is obviously it's a Jewish criminal gangster cartel that have created this and are controlling our government and into this global crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the true counterfeiters. And
International Zionism.
That's right. And I just hope that these guys for the Liberty Dollar there have some decent representation, and that hopefully, let's pray the judge is not going to be a sellout to these banksters and will permit the truth into his court. And just to wrap up, Darren, just to show how pathetic our media is and how they dumb down the Americans, and you can't listen to their media or read it if you want to stay intelligent and alert to real news. For example, USA Today, December 28, 2010. Just come across it because I use it to start fires. I don't read the rag. And as I rip it up to start fires in the wood stove, here's an article. Obama leads the admired man ranking. Now, I guess as an American, I wasn't aware that us Americans consider Barack Barry Sotero Hussein Obama the most admired man in the country.
I would have thought he would have lost that ranking a long time ago.
Isn't this incredible?
His approval rating. You know, you have to be doing pretty good to compete with George W. Bush to have a low approval rating.
Hey, oh boy, perfect. Now get a load of this. They also list the top five of most admired men in our country. Under Obama is number two, George W. Bushwhacker. Mm-hmm. And number three, Bill Clinton. Bunch of traitors. Number four, Nelson Mandela. Oh, yeah, the good old commie from Africa. And then number five, Bill Gates. And then they have the women, Hillary Rotten, Clinton, and then Sarah Palin, and Dopra, and then Michelle Obama, and then Condoleezza Rice. I mean, obviously, no American idolizes any of these people, and yet they're selling it.
I wouldn't be so sure about that, Michael.
Yes, Darren, some people do, of course.
People still don't understand that these scumbags have all sold us out. You know, I talk to people at work, I talk to people in public, and they're still in this left-right Republican-Democrat paradigm.
Yes.
Where they think that, their party, and there seems to be more recognition than there used to be that the parties are doing the same thing, but they still haven't figured out that all these teams are really on the same team.
That's right.
I keep trying to hammer this point home that, guys, this is all political theatrics here. So that you throw the political football from one to the other, but really, you're just in the stands watching the whole thing as a rigged game.
You got it. There are a bunch of actors on the stage, Darren, and once a year, instead of the Oscars, we should have the bullcrap awards for the best liar, the best cheat, the best con artist, for all these phony politicians. Yes, there are some that still think any of these losers are something worth admiring. However, it can't be close to reality in our country because December 28th, Obama's polls were down in, the upper 30s? And so if his rankings as a president were down in the upper 30s, it just can't be that at the same time he's the most admired man in our country.
Right. Well, we're
total
being
crack of crap.
Yeah, totally. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call there, Michael.
God bless, Darren. Keep up the good work, pal.
Thank you. All right, folks, I'm going to move on here. Do we have any more calls? Ken? All right, I guess we're clear for now. We'll certainly take calls if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. In the meantime, I mentioned earlier we were talking about inflation. I want to get back to that in a moment. We got Walmart, the world's largest retailer, which hopefully none of you go to. We encourage you to boycott Walmart. Walmart is responsible for empowering communist China more than any other retailer in the world. Walmart, if they were a country, would out-trade most countries, believe it or not. I remember reading that they would be like the eighth largest trading partner. Maybe it was the fourth largest. I don't even remember now. It's been too long. But anyway, Walmart does a lot of business, and their sales have been suffering a little bit, I think, partly because of the economy. But the CEO of Walmart just came out, and he's issuing warnings. His name is Bill Simon. He's issuing warnings about how the U.S. consumers are facing serious inflation increases in the months ahead. So you got major retail leaders warning that the cost of clothing, food, and other products on Walmart shelves or any other shelves are going up. And then in the meantime, you got the New York Times reporting food inflation kept hidden in tinier bags. See, there's some other things that... There are two ways that inflation can manifest itself: in smaller packaging, smaller quantities, or higher prices. And corporations are trying to hide inflation by giving you smaller amounts without hopefully you noticing, although many people do notice. So the New York Times weighing in on that. Moving along here, the National Inflation Association is giving us information about warning signs of U.S. hyperinflation. They say one of the most frequently asked questions we receive is, what warning signs will there be when the hyperinflation is imminent? In our opinion, the majority of the warning signs that hyperinflation is imminent are already here today, but most Americans are failing to properly recognize them. NIA believes that there is a serious risk of hyperinflation breaking out as soon as the second half of this calendar year, and that hyperinflation is almost guaranteed to occur by the end of this decade. In our estimation, the most likely time frame for a full-fledged outbreak of hyperinflation is between the years 2013 and 2015. Americans who wait until 2013 to prepare will most likely see the majority of their purchasing power wiped out. It is essential, they say, that all Americans begin preparing for hyperinflation immediately. Here are the NIA's top 12 warning signs that hyperinflation is about to occur. Number one, the Federal Reserve is buying 70% of U.S. Treasuries. The Federal Reserve has been buying all new U.S. Treasury assets. Up until this year, the U.S. has been successful at exporting most of its inflation to the rest of the world, which is hoarding huge amounts of U.S. dollar reserves due to the U.S. dollar's status as the world's reserve currency. In recent months, foreign central bank purchases of U.S. treasuries have declined from 50% down to 30%, and Federal Reserve purchases have increased from 10% up to 70%. That's a massive increase, listeners. Federal Reserve purchases have increased, and this is once again in recent months, from 10% up to 70%. They say this means the U.S. government deficit spending is now directly leading to U.S. inflation that will destroy the standard of living for all Americans. Number two, the private sector has stopped purchasing U.S. treasuries. They say it was previously a buyer, the private sector was, of 30% of U.S. government bonds sold. Today, U.S. private sector has stopped buying U.S. treasuries and is dumping government debt. The PIMCO Total Return Fund was recently the single largest private sector owner of U.S. government bonds, but it just reduced its U.S. Treasury holdings down to zero. They dumped them all, listeners. Although during the financial panic of 2008, investors purchased government bonds as a safe haven, during all future panics, we believe precious metals will be the new safe haven. Number three, China moving away from the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency. The U.S. dollar became the world's reserve currency because it was backed by gold and the U.S. had the world's largest manufacturing base. Today, the U.S. dollar is no longer backed by gold, and China has the world's largest manufacturing base. There's no reason for the world to continue to transact products and commodities in U.S. dollars, when most of everything the world consumes is now produced in communist China. China has been taking steps to position the yuan to be the world's new reserve currency, and we've talked about that on the show. The People's Bank of China stated earlier this month in a story that went largely unreported to the mainstream media, that it would respond to overseas demand for the yuan to be used as a reserve currency and allow the yuan to flow back into China more easily. China hopes to allow all exporters and importers to settle their cross-border transactions in yuan by the end of 2011, as part of their plan to increase the yuan's international role. NIA believes if China really wants to become the world's next superpower, and see to it that the U.S. simultaneously becomes the world's next Zimbabwe, all China needs to do is use their $1.15 trillion in U.S. funny money reserves to accumulate gold and use that gold to back the yuan. Number four, Japan to begin dumping U.S. treasuries. Japan is the second largest holder, after China, of U.S. treasury securities, with $885.9 billion in reserves. Although China has reduced their U.S. Treasury holdings for three straight months, Japan has increased their U.S. Treasury holdings 7 months in a row. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's about to change. With the current situation over there, they're having to spend $300 billion over the next year. Guess what's going to happen to all them dollars they're holding? They're going to have to sell. What's that going to do for inflation? Well, it's pretty good idea. It ain't going to do anything good for it, that's for sure. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races. Are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. Dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad. Mad.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Global slaves, that's what they're making us here. As I listen to that song, I think about how people running in circles, not getting anywhere, everybody like a robot, just going along like a bunch of drones. And that's how I look at this, the population today, ladies and gentlemen. People are not focused on the areas where they need to be focused upon. People have ignored the direction of our country. They don't want to focus on bad news. Whenever you talk to people, seems like they don't want to focus on bad news. And yet somebody at some point has to face reality and look at the world in which we're living here and deal with the crisis at hand. And unfortunately, people are having no choice but to do that today. And I think that's why a lot of people are waking up. But we have a lot of work to do yet. Because waking them up, getting them on the same page, and of utmost importance, I think, is educating them and teaching them about the Hegelian dialectic. Because every situation today is a Hegelian situation where crises are being created to bring about predetermined outcomes. Some people call it problem, reaction, solution. But whatever you call it, the point is, the reason why we have so much crises today, the reason why we're constantly being threatened, the reason why there's so much turmoil, is because crises facilitate the opportunity necessary to create the reaction in the population, the antithesis in the population, so that they can say, hey, it properly conditions the human mind to accept predetermined outcomes or changes that they would ordinarily reject. And this is what's going on. These people understand human behavior. They're very good at this. They've been at it for a long, long time. And certainly the Hegelian dialectic is nothing new. It's been around for a long time. It predates Marx and Engels. Just to give you an idea how far the Hegelian dialectic goes back. As a matter of fact, there are people who talk about the Communist Manifesto being written at the same time, you know, being one aspect of the dialectic. It was based upon Hegel's dialectic.
Betty.
I guess we have Betty in North Carolina back. Let's go ahead. Betty, you wanted to say something else?
Yes, and I'm sorry to bug you with this. John called in after I called, and I went back and got another Bible verse that I think is even more pertinent on the subject of the legitimate currency.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is in Psalm 94:20, and it's, will you have fellowship with those who frame mischief by law? And that's what they're doing, is framing mischief and calling it legitimate.
Yeah.
And I thank you for taking me a second time.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. If you'd like to call in, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I want to hurry up and finish this National Inflation Association thing up and get on to some other information. Once again, recapping, they're talking about warning signs for hyperinflation, as evidently a number of people have inquired about. What can we look for in society? And they said, well, many of these warning signs are already here, you know, and so hyperinflation can't be far away. But they talk about the Federal Reserve having bought up 70% of U.S. treasuries. The private sector has stopped purchasing U.S. treasuries. China's moving away from the dollar, dumping their, you know, and really pushing their yuan as the world's reserve currency, setting it up that way. Japan. Of course, we know the crisis in Japan. They're going to have to spend $300 billion over the next year to rebuild parts of their country that was destroyed by the earthquake and tsunami. And, of course, now we have the nuclear disaster, too, on top of it. Pray for Japan, folks. Those folks, I can't imagine the hell they're going through. I just can't imagine the enormous hell. I mean, some of these people, you know, they had their homes wiped out, and they're facing some of the temperatures over there, negative 4 degrees, and they're trying to survive with no place to go, evidently. Then you got the nuclear fallout, and water and food are scarce. It's just remarkable. Pray for those folks over there. My heart goes out to them. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to take the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, I'm going to hit the ground running. I'm going to finish this up, and we'll cover some other information as well. A lot going on. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we got a couple of callers on the line. Just hang with us, callers. I will get to you in just a moment. I want to finish up this National Inflation Association piece real quick here. They're talking about warning signs of hyperinflation, ladies and gentlemen. And they were talking about the Japan dumping the Federal Reserve debt. They're dumping our U.S. dollar reserves, as other countries are as well. Number five, the Fed funds rate remains near zero. They say the Federal Reserve has held Fed funds rate at 0 to 0.25% since December 16th of 2008, a period of over 27 months. This is unprecedented. And NIA believes that the world is now flooded with excess liquidity of U.S. dollars. When the new nuclear reactors in Japan began overheating after the cooling systems failed due to a lack of electricity, TEPCO, which is the power company over there, was forced to open relief valves to release radioactive steam into the air in order to avoid an explosion. Well, the U.S. stock market is currently acting as a relief valve for all the excess liquidity of U.S. dollars. The U.S. economy, for all intents and purposes, should currently be in a massive and extremely steep recession. But because of the Fed's money printing, stock prices are rising because people don't know what else to do with their dollars. Anyway, I'm going to skip down here in the interest of time. Number six, year-over-year consumer price index growth has increased 92%, listeners, in 3 months. In November of 2010, they say the Bureau of Labor and Statistics Consumer Price Index grew by 1.1% over November of 2009. In February of 2011, the BLS's CPI grew 2.11% over February of 2010, above the Fed's informal inflation target of 1.5% to 2%. An increase in year-over-year CPI growth from 1.1 in November of last year to 2.11 in February means that the CPI's growth rate increased by approximately 92% over a period of just 3 months. Now, that's something you're not going to hear on the news, ladies and gentlemen. In 9 to 12 months from now, we could be looking at a price inflation rate of over 15%. Even if the BLS manages to artificially hold the CPI down to around 5 or 6%, NIA believes the real rate of inflation will still rise into double digits within the next year. Number 7, mainstream media denying Fed's target passed. You would think that the year-over-year CPI growth rising from 1.1 to 2.11 over a period of 3 months for an increase of 92% would generate a lot of media attention, especially considering that it has now surpassed the Fed's informal inflation target of 1.5 to 2%. Instead of acknowledging that inflation is beginning to spiral out of control and encouraging Americans to prepare, the media has decided to conveniently change the way it defines the Fed's informal target. The media is now claiming that the Fed's informal target of 1.5 to 2% is based off year-over-year changes in the BLS's core CPI figures. All right, skipping down here. Number 8, record U.S. budget deficit in February of $222.5 billion. The U.S. government just reported a record budget deficit of $222.5 billion. February's budget deficit was more than the entire fiscal year of 2007, listeners. The entire year of 2007, February's budget deficit was more than that. In fact, February's deficit on an annualized basis was $2.67 trillion. NIA believes that this is just a preview of future annual budget deficits, and we will see annual budget deficits surpass $2.67 trillion within the next several years. Number 9, high budget deficit as percentage of expenditures. Projected U.S. budget deficit for the fiscal year 2011 of $1.645 trillion is 43% of total projected government expenditures in 2011 of $3.819 trillion. That is almost exactly the same level of Brazil's budget deficit as a percentage of expenditures right before they experienced hyperinflation in 1993. And it is higher than Bolivia's budget deficit as a percentage of expenditures right before they experienced hyperinflation in 1985. The only way a country can survive with such a large deficit as a percentage of expenditures and not have hyperinflation is if foreigners are lending enough money to pay for the bulk of their deficit spending. And obviously we see that that is changing rapidly. Number 10, Obama lies about foreign policy. He campaigned as an anti-war president. You know, we've already talked about how he started a new war in Libya. They just, I believe if memory serves me correctly, they're spending, they have said for the first week of this no-fly zone that they were spending $600 million for just for the first 6 days or 7 days. $600 million. That's, you know, $100 million a day almost, listeners. We cannot, you know, how can we continue to maintain all of these expensive wars without going into the tank? And I think this is the point. You know, anybody that doesn't see that they're deliberately driving us further into the ground on purpose, well, I don't know how they can't see it. They're just not paying attention. Number 11, Obama changes the definition of a balanced budget. In the White House's budget projections for the next 10 years, they don't project that the U.S. will ever come close to achieving a real balanced budget. In fact, after projecting declining budget deficits up until the year 2015, the White House projects our budget deficits will begin increasing again up to the year 2021. Number 12, and finally, the final point, U.S. faces the largest ever interest payment increases. With U.S. inflation beginning to spiral out of control NIA believes it is 100% guaranteed that we will see soon a large spike in long-term bond yields. Not long after that, but within the next couple of years, we believe the Federal Reserve will be forced to raise the federal funds rate, the interest rates, in a last-ditch effort to prevent hyperinflation. When both short and long-term interest rates start to rise, so will the interest payments on our national debt. With the public portion of our national debt now exceeding $10 trillion, we could see interest payments in our debt reach $500 billion within the next year or two, and over $1 trillion somewhere around mid-decade. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. The point of the matter is, folks, this is an engineered crisis. And that's very obvious by the fact that there is absolutely no signs of any recognition on a federal level. They literally, to use a biblical phrase, they strengthen into that and swallow a camel on a regular basis. When it comes to budgets, you know, they never address the root of the problem. And they go, you know, it's just insane what we're living today. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Rodney in Illinois. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Darren. You're quite welcome. I've been listening most of your program, but at the beginning of your last segment, I've heard that bumper music a time or two, and forgive me for being so off point and trivial, but I was curious if you could tell me the name of that song or the author.
A
melancholy song that.
The one with the robots, you know, I call them drones.
It was very melodic, very put you to sleep kind of song. I'm sorry, I can't even recall any of the lines.
Yeah, I don't remember which one it was.
Well, you commented on that song yourself.
Mad World, you know, it was originally done. I forget the artist. Is it the one, Mad World?
Yes. Is it one Mad World? Is that the name of it?
I'll tell you what. Send me an email.
Okay, I should have done that in the first place.
radio@governamerica.com, and I'll get it for you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Otherwise, you know, I'm just enjoying my Saturday morning. I'm assembling a new FM directional antenna.
Oh, great.
That I got to play with, and I'm going to get it up in the air and test it out. And I wanted to, if your audience isn't already aware of what Greg Evenson is calling his Field of Dreams, not this weekend, but next weekend in Jeff City.
Mm-hmm.
They got a pretty good lineup, and, you know, go to Greg's website, The Heartland USA, to see details, but I'm actually going to be there as an exhibitor, showing off these antennas and transmitters, and just hope to see a lot of people there. And finally, I'm thinking about how do I respond to people who are concerned about the law when it comes to micro FM. And I got several responses in mind, and I just wanted to kind of share an illustration that I may use, and that has to do with the English preacher named John Bunyan. He wrote Pilgrim's Progress.
Right.
Sold almost as many copies of that as the Bible's been sold. It's a very popular, timeless book.
He wrote it from
Anyhow,
a prison
he was a preacher
cell,
in England, and he refused to take a license to preach, so they put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept him there for I don't know, like 10 years, and then they let him out. Well, what did he do? He went right back to preaching. Did he get a license? No. They put him back in jail. Well, after 2 years, and you know, prisons in England, and back in those days, that was pretty much a death sentence. But he survived, and they finally let him out, and he went back to preaching, and they left him alone. Well, the other preachers who had a license, they were complaining to, I don't know, Parliament, whoever at the time, what's going on? And they told those preachers, you do 12 years in prison, and you can preach without a license. and they left him alone. So it really comes down to, you have to answer the question yourself, who is your master? And, have a little attitude and be faithful to your master.
Yeah, you know, one thing that comes to mind when you're talking about the micro-FMs, too, is the fact that there's strength in numbers. The more people that do this, the harder it is. You know, they can't shut everybody down. The FCC has limited personnel, and that's why I think they take, you know, you get a lot. I used to be real good friends with a ham operator. He's passed away recently, but we worked together back when I first started my television career at the NBC affiliate in Lansing, and his name was Dan Harger, and he was a ham operator, and he used to complain a lot because they would get people interfering with their frequencies all the time, and they would complain to the FCC, and nothing would ever be done about it. So he told me one time we would actually be encouraged to see some kind of an inspection, he says, because we can't get any life out of them. But, you know, they do make it around gradually. They do make it around to the micro-broadcasters at different points, I think somewhat randomly, because they just don't have the personnel to do it. If more people put these things up, and if they were up everywhere, I mean, there's nothing they could do but cherry-pick. And it's kind of like the CB radio. You remember CB when it first came out, the regular citizens band radio. You had to have a license in order to use the thing.
That's right.
But more and more people were using it until finally it got to the point where they knew they couldn't control it, so they just gave up and surrendered it to the people.
Well, I don't expect them to surrender, but I think you're correct. And, you know, John Stattmiller's experience, he was telling me he was, you know, putting out about 1,000 watts, and it took them quite a while for them to catch up with him, and they just, you know, sent him a letter and paid him a visit, and he just decided to move it. And apparently that's the end of it. But what I'm promoting is a very small 15 watt that has some exceptional performance, and your listeners can follow the banner for Castle Broadcasting on systems on RBN, or just go to Castle Broadcasting Systems.
Is that your website?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good.
And it would be you're fascinating to see. You know, of course, there is a, you know, they're not cheap in regards to you know, if you have to decide between a transmitter and buying groceries this month. But if you're in the market for a low power FM, this is the ticket, because you can't hardly enter this technology any cheaper than what I've got. And when you got the antenna and the cable, you're good for up to 200 watts if you want to upgrade at a later time and go ahead and plunk down the money for an expensive transmitter. But to get your feet wet and rebroadcast RBN or the message of your choice, you can't beat it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And RBN also has the dishes for sale that you can pull the signal in from the satellite, so you get a nice clean feed.
That's what I'm using, Darren. I maxed out my data 5 gig allowance so many times I had to get a satellite, and I've got RBN most of the time going through it, and it's really fascinating. You can leave home and hear RBN, and you don't have to have your laptop sitting next to you.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like it, is it?
It's all right, Darren. Thanks.
Hey, I appreciate the call there, Rodney. God bless you, man, and appreciate the information. And I do want to say thank you to all the micro broadcasters that are out there that carry Republic Broadcasting and this particular program on Republic Broadcasting. Our hat's off to you. We appreciate what you're doing. And, folks, if you're listening on a micro station, I would encourage you to slip those folks a couple of bucks to help pay for the electric bill and the upkeep on their equipment, because most of these folks, if they're like everybody else in the country, you know, they're just squeaking by, and they're doing this because they love the country and they want to get the message out and educate people in their community. And it really, this is what it's all about, folks. This is why we're here. So support your local micro broadcasters, because these people have stuck their neck out, you know, and you know, they've invested the money and the time to put this thing together because they love our country. And this is their contribution to maintaining the freedom that we have here. All right, I think we still have Lee in Georgia. Lee, are you on? Are you still on the line?
Good afternoon, Mr. Weeks. Good morning. I'm sorry.
Well, morning, afternoon. You know, if you're like me, they kind of run together.
Sorry, it's been a long night. Just to touch on something you said earlier, you were talking about Libya.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of stole a little bit of my thunder there as you were going through that. And just to touch on that real quick, I couldn't understand how we had Secretary Gates, as well as many others, talking about these cuts in military spending. I'm sure you remember all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just within the first days of U.S. involvement, 110 Tomahawk missiles to the tune of $260 million. That was a cost at 1 week in to the no-fly zone, $800 million to the United States, and approximately, they estimate, $100 million every week as long as this goes on. Now, what I'm trying to understand is how can they justify these cuts in the military? And some of the reports that I got were a lot of these cuts would be in medical expenses to spouses of military, active and no longer active, and retirees.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about that a little more. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Georgia. Lee, you were making a point about Libya and the defense cuts that Gates was talking about and how they're accelerating war and spending more. You know, one thing about it, you know, and I'll let you finish your point here, but they're already making noises about going into Syria now. You know, so, I mean, what we're seeing in Libya, you know, I mean, we're going to look back here at the three wars that are going on simultaneously, I think with some nostalgia in the future, because if you remember that PNAC report, they named off the countries ahead of time that they wanted to go in and replace regimes, and they haven't achieved all that yet, but they certainly seem to be following the plan.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I'm trying to figure out how can they justify all these cuts in the military when they want to turn right around and spend this kind of money in Libya. And, you know, I'm hearing, you know, these interviews where somebody's being asked, what do you see the outcome, any of the outcomes of the Libyan, you know, this whole deal with Libya. And the guy just blatantly right there says, well, I see the interest in Western investment into oil. And I'm hearing all, and the only thing I can think of is go back to, 1908, when we had what used to be the Anglo-Persian Oil Company. I mean, this is just absolute insanity. I'm wanting to know, when are we going to say no? I mean, do we got to pull an Egypt on these people or what?
Well, I've been wondering that for years, I think. When are the people going to stand up and govern? That's the $10 million question. I don't know.
And then the reports I got like almost a week ago that sometime in the past couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago, Obama signs this secret order for the CIA to go in there now. This is absolutely ludicrous, people. When are we going to stop this?
Yeah, exactly. They're sending the CIA agents in. What's
and
funny
after,
about this whole situation?
Bill Gates just said last week, no boots on the ground.
Yeah, they already have the boots on the ground. They already have, you know, you talk to some of these military people and they say, you know, that you can't have a successful air campaign without having boots on the ground. You just can't do it. Now, there's more people that know more about this than I do, but, you know, the reports that I've been reading, Lee, is that not only are we sending in the CIA, but we are actually planning to arm the rebels.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not only that, but but the rebels are actually connected with, guess what, Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, CIA Al-Qaeda. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking 1953 here. Remember Iran? And you
mm-hmm.
talked about Hegelian dialect.
Yeah, yeah.
We go back to Nero and see this in play. I mean, the people, we got to put an end to this. This is absolute insanity.
Absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. Yeah,
hey,
you
Darren,
stole some of my thunder.
Your rant, man.
No, that's okay. That's okay. In fact, you know, I was planning on covering Libya a little more in depth as time goes on, because it is, you're right, it's absolutely insane. And the fact that they're working with Al-Qaeda, this, whether imaginary or real, we know the neocons made it up, but the point is it's a CIA-run operation there. But, you know, once again, we're empowering these people. Hillary Rotten Clinton is working with the Muslim Brotherhood, which some say is a British intelligence creation. They started funding the Muslim Brotherhood back in 1942, according to my sources. But the point is, we are funding terrorists around the world, and this is going on. So what are these operations really all about, listeners? In the meantime, we hear that the rebels are about to start exporting oil out of Libya. Stay with us. We got to take the top of the hour break, and hour number three is about to begin. Don't go away.
Gold.